Big Town Men. What a day. Spent on my fucking ass getting printer configuration and drivers and all that sort of shit sorted out. It's like some of these fucking cunts in some of these fucking companies, you know, it was me who started contacting the brother company in Japan saying, look, you cunts need to make fucking drivers, printer drivers that work on Linux, you know, for fuck's sake, you know. And, yeah. I said, fuck it, you know what I mean? So, no, you know, you basically, I'm not talking about, you know, the thing that, you know, 40 or 50 people use all around the world and they're sitting in their basements growing beards, you know, going, oh, fuck, oh, let's get a printer for this, you know? So they try to develop their own software and, you know, none of it fucking runs because the cunts can't make drivers. Talking about, you know, as much as there are a lot of knob jockeys around, there are actually a lot of people that use Linux, you know, and it would be really appreciated if you could make some fucking drivers for your printers, you know. Don't just sit there and going, oh, everything runs on Windows, oh, fucking Windows. Big lumps in the dirt. You know, so I started to, get up them. And, got them to start making fucking drivers for Linux. And the people who, there's all sorts of fucking wonderful people. So I could, because I can speak as a kind of a mega genius, because there's a lot of people who make kind of ho-hum sort of shit software. It's not properly thought out, you know what I mean, and it's not really clear-minded, you know, and they don't do a fucking brilliant job of it, not like I do, you know, because you can tell. Just wait a sec. And, fuck off. Might start disliking ya. Yeah. Oh, man. But, I can't sort of, I'll have to sneak you, give you a sneak peek. But, yeah. There's some, documentation that I've got done, because in the court system you're really kind of limited in certain aspects, because of certain conditions. Now, me darlings, it's one of my old AA sponsors' favourite prostitutes, you know. Oh, come here, me darling, you know. But, oh, me darling. And, yeah. The, yeah, well, it enables me to do things that most people can't do, and to require of certain people certain conditions. And so, you know, I have to use it. So, now I've got the documentation. I think that's a worthwhile thing, you know. The, yeah, anyway, if you do work that is really, really remarkable, and, you know I am very fucking good at what I do, you know, and, you can spot, you know, because I don't like things badly done, because there's usually fucking consequences, you know. Oops. And you can spot, like, you know, it's like in videos, you know, if you get all the timing and the music and everything sort of, it makes, it's like, it makes comprehension, you know what I mean? Oh. Yeah, it makes a, yeah, it makes comprehensive sort of, what's the word? You know, there's continuity and congruity, which is comprehensively cohesive. And it makes, yeah, there's a big pot. It's about 1K wide and about 2Ks long, I think. Maybe 800 meters wide. And I guess the main sort of thrust. Yeah, so you can tell when things are done by people who really know their stuff and they do a really good job of it. And there's so many people who do coding Ah, so you go and install the program and there's no fucking... the magic little fucking button to go press on this to make it go work. Well, there's none of that. There's no instructions on how to get the program running. There's no instructions on how to fuck get it to make it work while you're doing as part of a function of another program. And you know, when you look at their fucking website, there's nothing on there either, other than they say, oh well, we've done this improvement, we've done that improvement, you know, but there's nothing in there, you know. It's like, fuck, how are you supposed to operate this fucking shit if you can't find where it's installed or how to make it run or fucking control it, you know? So I've been dealing with sort of, yeah, this software and all this other fucking shit from about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning till about 2 in the afternoon. And, yeah, just getting lost in thought. But a lot of, sometimes Linux is like the best fucking operating system in the world, it really is. But some of the people and some of the groups working, you know, to make fucking software do an extraordinarily bad job, or there's, you know, complete downfall on some aspect of it, you know what I mean? It's like potato chips, you know what I mean? The thin, really thin little chips that come in packets, you know what I mean? You know? That's like saying, oh, we've got the world's best fucking chips. But, you know, they don't pop it in a packet. Or they put it in a paper package which allows it to absorb moisture, so they go soft and absorb moisture and go stale, soft and stale, you know? Same sort of thing, you know. The packaging was bad, you know, didn't work. So they got to have a moisture resistant packaging and a use by date, you know. And same thing with software. If you don't give it enough fucking thought, it's just crap. So that's what I've been doing from about 4:30 in the afternoon or in the morning till about fucking 2 in the afternoon. And the reason is because when this fucking shit, when this fucking, you know, the conjunction between brother printers and the people who do the cups, CUPS fucking, and the printer controller, you know, the little graphical user interface controller, so you can perform different settings and functions and shit. Well, you know, that doesn't, these printers, this laser printer is capable of printing at 2400 dpi by 2400 dpi. It's basically, it was a good printer, but it was going very, very, very fucking cheap, being sort of near disposal sort of prices, you know, brand new, really old stock sort of thing. And I said, that's a fucking bargain, I've got to get it, I'll need it, you know. And that sort of comes on the end of having these, oh fuck, I forget the, I can kind of remember it, but not right now. But I used to buy these really fucking good, I think they were Canon inkjet printers. And these fuckers were big, you know, and they were fast, you know. And they were kind of reasonably priced, because the cunts made their, they made fuck all on the sale of the printer, you know, but they made a lot of money on the sale of the fucking inks and the printheads. And I was buying ink by the litre bottles, you know what I mean? I'd buy a litre of yellow cyan blue and black. You know, I'd buy it in liter bottles, and I worked out how to do all these refills for all these cartridges, and it was costing me about $2 each instead of paying like $40, $50 for a cartridge, you know. And what happened is those things sort of came and went, but the cost of a new print head, like I was, you know, cleaning and lubricating the slides with, you know, Teflon, fucking, you know, very fine Teflon sort of grease and all these things to make them last a long, long, long time, and they did, you know. And they were 24 pages. They could print up to 20, at speeds up to 24 pages a minute. And what happened is the price of a replacement printhead was about the price of a, was like about $20 more or $20 less than the price of a fucking new printer, you know? And because I'd got all this stock, you know, to keep these fucking printers running, you know, all the inks and all this other sort of stuff, I just said, fuck, you know, just go buy a second-hand one, you know, and, you know, buy rejuvenated fucking printheads, and started all that sort of, you know, trying to sort of extend the fucking market, you know, extend the fucking products that I had, you know what I mean? And I ended up with about six of these printers that I couldn't get fucking parts for. Well, the price was so expensive. The printers were no longer being made and had stopped being made for a long time. And I'd got to a stage where I really just didn't do any more printing. So if you didn't use the printers for a while, the printheads would dry out. Then you'd have to do all this magic to unblock them, you know, and, you know, running a window cleaner through them and all this other sort of shit, you know, to fucking unblock them. And eventually the printheads actually mechanically wore out from being fine, tiny little barrels to being sort of, you know, rough and oversized and sort of spraying the ink instead of squirting it out in a microscopic jet, you know. So I remember I said, I've got to just fucking get rid of these. I can't use them, you know what I mean? I can't afford new print heads. And, you know, so this fucking laser printer came on the market. And the thing about laser printers is that the inks in them, they don't have ink and they don't dry out. So if they just sit, you turn them off and just leave them sit there under a plastic cover, they don't dry out. They're not fucked, you know what I mean? And, you know, so I knew that I didn't need to print out volumes of stuff, but I needed it for certain legal work and stuff that was coming up. And, yeah, so what happened with that was, what happened with that was, I just had a thought about a bad person. So what happened with that is I had to throw them out, and these printers were so fucking big and so heavy that you couldn't lift up a 120 litre bin with about three or four of them stuck in there. You couldn't lift it up, you know what I mean? They were fucking real heavy, you know? But fuck, they were a good printer. They were really good. They were really fast, and, you know, I learned a lot, you know, but inkjet printers are only good if you can get the parts cheap, and you print a lot, you're using them all the time, and you buy your inks in bulk, you know. You can refill the cartridges and stuff, you know. So, yeah, the end of an era. So, yeah, anyway, so these cunts with the fucking brother printer drive, the cunts from brother with their shitty fucking drivers, and then the people who are making the cups, CUPS, I forget what it stands for, something or other, universal printer system or something like that, you know, and the people who are making the fucking, the little printer controller, the graphical user interface thing that, you know, you can do all these settings. None of them put together got it into their heads to make, well, if this printer is capable of doing 2400 by 2400 DPI, then why are you cunts sticking it in, you know, like 600 DPI, and in, it's like fucking draft mode, you know. So if you want really good images, you know, if you need, on some documents and that, you need really good images, rarely, you know, you actually really do need good images. These fucking cunts, none of them have ever put their heads together to say, you know, this is, let's not just have the one fucking setting, which is kind of like draft mode, you know? Or it turns out like draft mode, you know? You fucking retards, you know, don't want, like, you know, it's 150 DPI by 150 DPI is fine on if you're young and you've got good eyes and, you know, you fucking just want to read, you know, fucking go through a, like a book you're printing or something to check out all the spelling and grammatical and layout mistakes and things for improvement and stuff, you know. But it's not if you need fucking special documents that need to be crystal clear and stand out in strong colours and like dog's balls a mile off, you know. So, you know, hurrah, hurrah. I know. So, you know, yeah. So anyway, I made some waves today after all this fucking around and fucking around and fucking around and fucking around and editing code and looking up programs and looking up variations of drivers and fucking and fucking and fucking and fucking and fucking and fucking and fucking, you know. And I made some waves. I said, you need to put fucking instructions with your fucking software. They say, oh, install our program, it's really good. Okay, installed it. There's no way to activate it. There's no way to control it. There's no way to alter the settings on the printer for it, you know, from it, you know? You know? You know, fucktards are like that, you know? That's what I mean about, you know, people who do a shit job. When you do enough, really, if you do, you run across enough really shit stuff and you get these fucking cunts who just, they do shit work, it's incomplete, it's not done properly, there's no instructions, there's no fucking, you know. It's like, you know, I'm sort of making this up just to sort of emphasise the point, not to tell the truth with any great degree of accuracy. But it's like people putting up posters of, come water skiing in Death Valley. Wow! You know, they got water skiing and water and palm trees and shit, you know what I mean? But like, you know, the place only, like, you know, the place only floods for like 3 months, once every 100 fucking years, you know? You know, you retarded cunt, so all the fucking tourists turn up there looking to go water skiing with their boats and all this other sort of shit because these fucking cunts who did the poster were fucking numbskulls. It's a lot like that with people who develop software. You know? Sure, you might be able to control the printer settings, but you can't, because there's no way to find the fucking program and to get it going. Or these fucktards shit. Let's not go off into oblivion. Let's hope there's not a big hole or a fucking tree stump there. Are all these, or all these fucktards, you know, whatever I was going to go fucktard about, but you know, obviously it was something important, which I've just forgotten because it was so important. Yeah, but all these fucktards are keeping, you know, if you're going to make software, make sure it works properly, make sure, you know, that you got fucking instructions, you know, and these fucking, it's like these hairy fucking retards in the basement, you know, don't get everything that you have to install it and you have to run it and you have to control it using code, because I mean, you know, like, I can't speak for anybody, but I like coding. I think it's fabulous. I just don't have all day to remember all the fucking instructions for all the software that I might only install once every 2 or 3 fucking years, you know what I mean? You know, put a fucking graphical user interface on it so people can plug the shit in and then get, you know, get it running, for fuck's sake, you know? You know? Because it means if your system goes fucking tits up, you've got a shitload of hard work to do to get it all running again, you know? You've got to go through all the fucking bullshit under the fucking sun, you know, to get the software, to get it all configured, to get it installed, to get it all configured, to get everything set up and running fucking properly. And that might take days to fucking weeks, you know? You know, you can't just go, oh yeah, fucking, here's a record of everything, you know, here's a list of paper on paper of everything I had on it, and then just go, you know, download all the stuff and fucking set it up and it's running, you know, like within, say, 3 to 5 days or something. No, you got to go to all these different things from all these different sites, and then you've got to do all these configuration settings, and you've got to do this and you've got to do that, you know what I mean? That's just one huge fucking pain in the ass, you know? So there's so much work involved in it, and a lot of it's because these fucking cunts who do all the coding and programming and all this other shit, it's because most of these fucking cunts are doing a really shitty job on their own software, and it's really shitty because it's so fucking badly done, you know? So that's why I've been just on trying to get these printer drivers fucking working, because I don't want to be printing shit in draft mode when it's a really, really important fucking document, you know? That's what these fucking cunts are like. I don't care if you're good-willed or doing it out of the goodness of your fucking heart or you like doing things for a hobby. If it's badly fucking done, it's badly fucking done. And you shouldn't be making up badly fucking done anything for anyone else for any fucking reason, you know? Oh, big truck. So I just pulled over, there's a nice bit of paved fucking side of the road type stuff. Just pulled off to let the truck go past. It's a bit of a narrow gap, but he's up high, he can see over the crest and he can see what's coming. And because I'm completely out of the lane, he could just go straight past, you know? I like people who drive trucks and I like trucks. I think the whole thing's wonderful. It's great. I just don't want to be in a tiny little car with fucking, you know, 40 or 50 or 80 tons of fucking truck up my ass, you know. When I'm puttering along doing 70 k's in a 100 k zone and I've got a fucking big truck up my ass. No, fuck, get out of his way, let him pass, fuck him, you know. Good luck to him, you know. There's another one coming up. Oh, there's two of them. Yeah, off the road. We're in no fucking hurry. Not in a hurry to die. They're perfectly happy to go speed. They're not speeding along. But proportionally speaking, you know, when it comes to, you know, getting injured or seriously killed or seriously injured, you know, trucks sort of tend to beat most things hands down, you know. And when it comes to sort of, you know, getting killed or seriously injured, small cars, you kind of like, you're fine as long as you don't go whack into a big tree or have something go whack into you like you're a big tree, you know. So anyway, that's what I've been doing. Sorting out all these configurations and printer settings and all this sort of stuff. So it's going to be another fucking, you know, I go home. It's one of those things where it's kind of like I've got a few things on my mind. That's one thing. And I got a lot of work to do. Anyway, so good look around. When you got fucking scumbag junkies scouring the countryside for shit that they can rip off, you tend to wonder who's been buying what's been stolen, you know? So sort of keeping a sharp eye out on your way past, going, oh yeah, that used to belong to me. That's the other advantage of going very, very slowly. Because some people might buy shit because off fucking thieves, because they're scumbags, you know what I mean? And some people might say, well, it's a good deal. They say it's theirs. You know what I mean? But some people might look at it and go, "That I reckon these cunts fucking stole it," and call the police, you know? That's what one of my friends, he taught me that. They said, you know, if someone gives you something, or, you know, and it looks like a high-priced kind of item, and they're being sort of overly, it's out of proportion with the relationship, like you hardly fucking know them, and here they are going, "Oh, g'day buddy, have this, it's fucking really good. Merry Christmas," you know? And you're thinking, well, if each one of these is $80 each, and they've gone and got 10 of them to give to 10 other people, they wouldn't have $800 cash on them, you know? You know, they're just knocking shit off, you know, and they're giving away stolen stuff to all their good friends, you know? Thinking that other people might fucking like them when, you know. And my friend said this, he said, always cover your ass, you know, if you think, if you have reasonable grounds for suspicion that this is not an honest store-bought sort of fucking item, that the person's stealing it, always report it to cover your own ass, you know what I mean? So, you know, but that's what these cunts are like. But when you see Australia, you see how fucking big and how far apart, you know, all the houses are and all the fucking bits and pieces and everything is. You know, you see that. You know, so you go half an hour's drive, you know, say it's 50k radius, and there could be, I don't know, 100 properties within a 50k radius. And they've all got sheds full of shit, you know what I mean? You know, they're working properties, they repair and service a lot of their own equipment. So, you know, so yeah. But anyway, my precious we're over that god-awful fucking heat wave. Yeah, a couple of days back, those fucking 2 days, where it was like 38 or 39 one day, and the next day it was like 45. Fuck, you know. So I had to sort of, because the day was sort of running out, and because the day was running out, you know, and I had to get some things done today that could not have been put off till tomorrow. I had to go and export it via email to a public facility and go use their laser printer. And that sort of coincided nicely with getting some things witnessed and countersigned, you know. And that's good. So yeah, guys, have standards. It's really important. If you're getting involved with other people, go the extra mile, you know? So we're now in, there's a lot of, it's just one of those things, you know, you hardly used to ever see those dark metallic sort of grey sort of vehicles, or that colour of vehicle, but a lot of them have been popping up all over the place, you know. So I'm going to go home, I'm going to have a sleep, letting them race past. I'll give it the juice a bit, get up to speed, get ahead, because I've got a big corner up here, and then there's about 3 k's of straight, dead straight road. I can sort of crawl into the fucking, then I can go into the off-road, you know, and they can all sort of, and they can all go fucking racing past. So just got to keep an eye out for big chunks of tree and shit in the shaded areas where the car tyres don't normally go. That's the only problem with that sort of go slow sort of theory and driving, you know, off the sort of road and into the side of the road that's covered with bitumen, you know. Of course, it's the shoulder of the road, you know. Because it stops all the fucking traffic going into the gravel, and then the gravel slowly eroding away and then breaking up the fucking side of the road, you know. But, you know, I'm tired. It's been a long fucking day. And, you know, you know, having done, accomplished two missions in one day, yeah, so someone waved, oh, g'day mate, how you going? You know, and I fucking, who's that? I don't recognise the person, I don't recognise the vehicle. And I'm just looking at it and going, I was too tired to go, oh, g'day mate, back here you go, mate, oh, yeah, fucking, oh, yeah. So, yeah, I gotta get ready for tomorrow. Come on, gas it, you fuckwit. They just drive up your ass real slow, sit there for the next five fucking k's. Go, why are you driving so slowly? You come up my ass, you could have just gone right past. You fuck, you know. You had the fucking room and the speed. You know? What do you want, a fucking walking stick? You fucking four-eyed bloody knob jockey. Ah, and go past. I'll make room for you. Another fucking halfway. Coming up, maintaining his speed, I pull over, woof, straight past, then I go back into the lane. You know, let's do intelligent things to help each other. Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about today. I've just become so much fucking more assertive when dealing with fucking stupid women who just have to be fucking bitches, you know? There's this fucking, you know, I want, there's, I can't remember all the names because I'm quite tired, you know. We'll take the long way, it's probably dried out a bit. But there's, I wanted to find out what exactly is in wheat bran, you know. The typical analysis with variation. And so I looked around all these different fucking sites, a lot of them, and I know how to ask questions, and I know how to research, and I know what to look for. But saying something is, you know, 60% carbohydrate isn't saying what it is. You know what I mean? Tree bark is carbo fucking hydrate, but you can't fucking digest it. You know, you get the drift? And so that's what all these fucking dumb cunt nutritionists were saying. Oh, it's 60% carbohydrate. You know? And the rest is made up of protein and fucking ash and fucking this, that and the other, you know? So I got on to ChatGPT, and sometimes ChatGPT is actually very fucking good. But you have to craft your questions very, very fucking carefully, you know? And, you know, so I did, I asked about five or six very sort of scientific, fucking high-minded kind of analytical questions. And I got all the information that I required, but sort of spread out over five or six questions, you know. And you know, there's lignin and cellulose, and then there's hemo something other, and there's about, you know, oh fuck, there's always different, they're called carbohydrates because they, you know, and then there's one of them that is a fucking aromatic, you know, which just looks like solid, like sort of bark, you know, but it's not actually, it's an aromatic fucking, it's an aromatic compound, you know. So there's, like, I think there's about 5% protein, about 5 or 10% fucking water. There's about 3 or 4 types of carbohydrate. And then there's, oh, what's it called? And then there is, you know, there's fructans and fructose and glucose and sucrose and all these other fucking compounds and mixtures of them. And for the most part, wheat bran is completely sort of it's got nutrients and it's got a certain amount of energy in it, but basically compared to, say, white flour, you know, or just even whole grain flour sort of thing, you know, there's carbohydrates, there's only a tiny little bit of simple carbohydrates. Whoa, didn't see that till I was in it. There's simple carbohydrates, and then there's about 5 or 6 complex carbohydrates that are basically indigestible, and it's only the gut in your bacteria that can feed off it, you know, like sort of cows, you know, and in your colon, you know, your large intestine. And so I wanted to ask this, you know, food company, what's in your fucking, you know, what's in your cereal, you know, what's it actually composed of, what are the carbohydrates that are in it? And so I get the usual retard nutritionist sort of answer that really doesn't tell you anything other than, you know, it's 60% carbohydrate and, you know, mostly starch and fucking, you know, it doesn't tell you fucking much, you know. Starch and bran, you know. And I said, well, what are the, you know, I could have cross-referenced it and worked it all out, but I wanted the straight answer from the people who actually worked in the company. And there's not many people who research. There are people around who can research as extensively, if not better than what I do. Yes, they do exist, but for the most part, most people fucking are not as good, you know. I'm in the sort of specialist, you know, top 3 to 5% type fucking category, you know. And but I wanted to find out. I wonder what they had to say, because they only wrote basic nutritional information on the side of the packet, and they didn't, doesn't tell you fuck all, you know. And I suppose I could go look it up on ChatGPT, you know. Because basically they get the wheat grain, they remove all the fucking fibrous stuff on the outside, and then they roll it and steam it, you know, and then sort of bake it to dry it, all at the same time. And, you know, and then they fucking package it and sell it, you know. And so back onto the issue of this fucking bitch, you know what I mean? I asked her, and she gives me, she said, I hope you like the answer. And all she did was just spout sort of worthless sort of claptrap that doesn't tell me fucking anything. It's just sort of, oh, cars have 4 wheels and they go really fast, you know? Yeah, and what's in the fucking car? You know, what sort of motor, what size displacement, how much power does it make, you know? What sort of fuel does it use, you know? And you know, so there's a big vehicle over there, you know. Hello, farmer. Hello, tractor. And so, God, I'm fucking tired. And so, what happened is this bitch, you know, I asked her, I said, you need to do better. I said, can you be more specific? What are the actual carbohydrates in it? What are the actual individual fucking types, you know? So I sent it back to her. She replied twice, and I replied back to her twice, you know, and I said, this is what I fucking mean. I said, you really need to do your research and get, you know, a quantitative kind of analysis of this, instead of just being some, I didn't say it, but, you know, instead of being some just dumb cunt that reads this shit on the side of the packet, you know, it takes 3 weeks to say, oh, well, you know, each 100 grams of fucking, you know, breakfast cereal contains 100 grams of fucking wheat. You know, whole grain wheat. Yeah, well, I fucking figured that out, you dumb cunt, you know. But anyway, so I said, this is an example of, this is out of an email to a friend, you know, this is what the information that I've gleaned from this. So I reformatted it and highlighted my questions to ChatGPT and GPT, and then, you know, sort of spaced the fucking paragraphs out from block text to fucking easier to read, you know, plain text. And so what this fucking bitch did, you know how women, they've got to get the fucking nasties up and they've got to throw fucking tantrums and, oh, look what he's done to me, he said the F word, I'm a fucking victim of trauma, you know. Well, she pulled that shit on me. She said, this is the last time I'm ever replying to any or me after the profanities in your last fucking email. You know, it's like these fucking stupid cunt, you know what I mean? And there's a difference between saying you're a stupid cunt and saying, yeah, these other fucking researchers don't know shit from clay, this is what I found out about this, you know? And, you know, it's conversational English to a friend. I gave her the privilege of reading one of my emails, which has all this analytical information in it, you know? So she, you know, spat the fucking dummy, yeah. I said, you know, doesn't it ever register that when you're a fucking nasty and stupid sort of a cunt to fucking people, that they're going to fucking hate you, and the only thing you're going to get is you're going to get less customers, you're going to get less people paying for your fucking wages, your company's going to do worse, you know what I mean? And, you know, you want to pat yourself on the back for being a fucking asshole, well, you are going to be one stupid fucking bitch with a big attitude problem that no man is ever going to like. You'll never get a boyfriend, you'll never get it married, you'll never have fucking a family, you know, you'll never have kids, and you're going to be spend the rest of your life all fucking alone, and you're going to die all by yourself. That's what your fucking attitude gets you, so fuck off, you know? And, you know, that's what I put in my replies. you open your fucking mouth at me, bitch, and I'll just open the fucking, I'll open the fucking cannons at you fucking moron, you know? And I figure that sometimes, sometimes it's just not worth bothering with, but sometimes it is, you know? You know, these entitled fucking women that just have to go out of their way to be fucking nasty, you know? And they think they're really clever, and they think they're really special, and they think they're really fucking awesome. And no one's ever said, you know, go fuck yourself, you retarded cunt, you know? You know? Knock off the bullshit, you know, because you're running out of, you know, you're a fat bitch and you're running out of time to be fucking nasty. You know, you won't ever have a boyfriend, you won't ever have a fucking husband, no family, no kids, nothing. You'll just be all alone with your fucking head meds and cheap wine and going into psychosis. You know, that's your future. You know, so fuck off. And that's good, you know. That's appropriate. Because it's, you know, for every one man that does it, there must be like 100 fucking women that are just fucking vile assholes. You know, completely, this is conversation. There's a difference between calling someone a fucking cunt for no good reason, you know, and there's a difference between, you know, just relaying a conversation with, this is Australia, people say fuck all the time, you know what I mean? So, you know, her going, oh my God, I've never been spoken to like that in my entire life, oh, Jesus, fuck. Now, we are going to have to race through here and drink my drink before we sink. No, you won't. We'll drink half the drink and put the lid on. Because there's enough firm ground that we can get our fucking run up and just go powering straight through. Oh, made it. Oh, hello, crow. It's not a crow, it's a lid. So anyway, yeah, I think all this MGTOW stuff is, you just get tired of these fucking stupid fucking women who are absolute bitches. They just can't contain their fucking crap. You know, you put it on them. When was the last time you had a good fuck, darling? What, 30 years ago? You know? Oh, well. Hello, farmer man. Oh, well. About time to get phone off. I'll catch you later, guys.